Welcome back to the extended pregame show on 940 Wins this afternoon. Joining us for a couple of minutes, the 2003 World Series champion manager of the Marlins, Jack McKeon. Jack, it's great to see you. How are you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been traveling around, looking at some of the minor league clubs, and basically come down here and enjoy a few ball games on the major league level.
Depressing news of the day, Jack. Of course, it's Giancarlo Stanton. We learned this morning he's going to be out to 4 to 6 weeks. Let's forget what he does on the field. Emotionally, some of your experiences, how do you overcome something like this? I'm sure it can be very difficult.
Well, it's going to be difficult in a way, but these guys are professional. And, you know, this is a case where, you know, somebody's got to pick somebody up. You look at the rest of the major league clubs. The Cardinals lost Wainwright. They lost two or three guys, Adams. And they had guys come in and pick them up. That's all. And this is what's going to have to happen here. You hate to, you know, lose the power of a guy, who, you know, like Stanton. But on the other hand, if you expect to win, you're going to have guys just pick up the slack.
Jack, you've been in this league for a very long time. Can you recall an instance where you lost the star player? Maybe things weren't going as well as you would have liked. What was your message to the ball club?
Just like I said right there, hey, we just go out there. It's something you can't do anything about, but the season's not over. These guys are professional. They each have their own job to do, and you just, hope that we can just pick up the slack here and someone picks them up.
Outside of Giancarlo Stanton, certainly things are not going as the Marlins would have hoped this season. 15 games under 500. The expectations coming in is that this team could complete for a playoff race. Again, we're not halfway through the season yet. There's a lot of time left. But with that being said, Jack, from your experiences, when things started to go south a little bit, how did you pick your ball club up? Did you hold the team meeting? Did you talk to all the guys as a group?
Well, basically, you know, each manager does it differently. And, you know, I either had a couple rip-roaring meetings and made them aware of the fact that they're all responsible and that we have to have fun. We have to come out to the ballpark, relax, and enjoy the game. And, you know, just play within yourself. And it all seemed to work out. The clubs I've had, the majority of them, went into ruts like this. And we've been able to, you know, rebound. But, you know, once again, it's going to come up to the players. You know, you got to have some pride, and you also got to be held accountable. You can't keep blaming the manager or the coaches, you know, because you're not doing the job.
What's the philosophy when you're like 13, 14, 15 games under 500? First and foremost, you got to win one before you can win two in a row.
Well, like I said, it's not easy. But, you know, I came in here in three, and my philosophy was I preached, once we get to 500, we're going to roll. And how do we get to 500? We want to win one game more a week. We have seven games, pick up a game a week. And I never forget Jeffrey Loria coming in my office, and I had a calendar. And I used to mark off wins and losses. And then, you know, and there one week we'd be 5-2. 4-3, and then pick up another game. And then once in a while, you'd be 3-4. But most of the weeks, we were. And we had 20 or 21 weeks left in the season. And I was preaching one game a week. We ended up 91-71.
We know how that season finished as well, don't we?
Yeah. But, I mean, we picked up that game a week, and that was the fun of it.
Your good friend Dan Jennings, now at the helm of the Marlins here, certainly not an easy situation for him to come into. Jack, did you have any advice for DJ once you found out he was getting the job, or did he reach out to you at all? Of course, certainly your expertise is managing.
Well, D called. I sent him a text and congratulated him, and he called me, and we talked a little bit, and, you know, he wanted to know what can I told him, just look, you manage with your head, not your heart. You love players, you love the players, but you got to make the right decisions that comes from your head. And that's like, you know, that's like people would say to me about the sixth game of the World Series when I pitched Becker with 3 days rest. I wasn't going with my heart, I was going with my head. I know I had another pitcher that was ready to pitch, but in my heart and in my head, I knew I had to make a decision that was going to be beneficial to the ball club. So I used my head and went with Beckett, and we had, you know, good results. So I told him, I said, use your head instead of your heart. And also that you control every pitch of the game. Manager controls every pitch in the ball game.
Jack McKeon joining us on the extended pregame show this afternoon. Jack, When you first got your first managerial job, how long did it take you to become comfortable?
I don't forget. I managed a number of years in the minor leagues. And really, when I was managing in the minor leagues, it was my goal. I had an opportunity to be a big league coach at age 30. And I turned it down because I didn't want to be a coach. I didn't want to be a coach in the big leagues. I want to be a manager. So I continued managing with the idea that I made up my mind that I wanted to get to the big leagues as a manager by age 44. So that gave me 14 years experience. But I got there at 42. But in the meantime, like I said, my goal was the more I managed, the more experience I got, the more mistakes I could make and correct them as time went on. And, the experience I got managing all those years in AAA and minor leagues was so much beneficial to me when I got to the big leagues, and I didn't think it was anything. When I got to the big leagues, I was the same guy.
You know what's interesting? Dan Jennings said after a couple of losses, he said, when you're in that dugout, in the foxhole, I believe is exactly what he said, with those guys, the losses really eat at you more. Now, you've had front office experience as well, Jack. How much more does it eat at you as a manager? Winning and losing, questioning your own decisions.
Well, I think every manager questions some things that you did, especially when you lose a game. Would I have done something different? And I think, honestly, I would say I'm 17 years in the big leagues, and I say probably maybe 20 times in the 17 years that I really feel like I didn't make the right move. But most of the time, you make the right move, and it's a question of whether if the players execute, you made the right move. Now it's the players that have to execute. If they don't execute, then you're subject to being second guessed. But like I said, I think the DJ and everybody don't make the right move. Just now, we got to just have the players perform.
One other thing, Jack, I thought was interesting that Dan Jennings said after a game or two, he said, the game's quick in the dugout. It's pretty easy to watch it from the GM's booth, but when you're in that dugout, it's quick. How long was the game fast to you? Now, you had a lot of experience in professional ball, but how long did it take for the game to slow down from the top step of the dugout?
I can't tell you. I never looked at it that way. And I think that was all because of the fact that, I managed 17 years in the minor leagues, too. Mm-hmm. 17 years in the big leagues, 17 years in the minor leagues. So I had a lot of experience in those areas. And I took over four clubs in midseason. So, it wasn't that difficult for me. And I didn't see any slowing down or speeding up process. But I did realize that, and it was funny, I was telling DJ the other day, I said, DJ, you can sit up in that ivory tower up there. And I said, you and all the general managers in baseball sit up there, and the managers down that dugout, and you guys are saying, well, he should have done this, should have done that. And I said, now you're down here in the foxhole, and you see the difference. It's a whole lot easier to watch the game from the press box or from the suites up there as it is down there. And I can remember in 11 when I came over when I took over the club, and I had no idea I was going to take on. Who knew that Eddie was going to resign? But anyway, I know I came down, was sitting with Jeffrey and watching our team play. And, they looked like they were playing pretty good. They're doing fine. The guys were, And then when I took over managing 2 or 3 weeks later, what a difference did I see. I'm down there with those guys. And now I'm seeing a different game down in the dugout than I am. I mean, as far as the players' emotions, their attitudes, it's a whole lot different down there living with them and being in the foxhole with them.
A couple more minutes with Jack McKeon here on the extended pregame show on 940 Wins this afternoon. Jack, win or lose on a nightly basis, we see two All-Stars, and they will be. Looks like D. Gordon will be this season, but Gordon and Echevarria up the middle. How reminiscent of it, Gonzalez and Castillo back in 03?
They're pretty similar, though. I mean, I say I probably have to go with my favorite guys. They were fantastic. I mean, Louie and Gonzo playing short and second. And the thing about it, I love, they got out there and they worked every day. And they had, plays behind the back and all kinds of things you're seeing these guys make today and say, fantastic. They worked on those things. Right. And it was, you know.
It's not just for the highlight reel. They practiced those things to be great.
Yeah, they did often, unusual moves. And they were prepared. They visualized this happening in a game and how they were going to react. And I'm telling you, they were fabulous. I say, Echevarria does a heck of a job playing shortstop. I mean, he covers some kind of ground. Mm. But I'll tell you one thing. Gonzo was outstanding. And both of those guys were the best I've ever had.
You know, I'll ask you this, because if you can watch any game in Major League Baseball and maybe there's a play down by one, you don't turn the double play. Now, it's not an error in the scorebook, but to have two fantastic defenders that can turn a double play so quickly up the middle, how vital is that to an organization?
Well, you know, that was a key. You know, let's go back to the winning the World Series. You know, when you had, you know, I thought I had four vacuum cleaners out there. Derek Lee, Mike Lowell, Gonzo, and the second baseman. Those guys, you know, just made all the plays. I mean, so if you had a pitching staff that made pitch to contact, you were in good shape.
A couple more questions for Jack McKeon, 2003 Marlins World Series manager. Jack, tomorrow afternoon at the ballpark, it's going to be Josh Beckett Day. It's going to be great to see Josh. Of course, the Dodgers are in town. He threw a no-hitter with them not too long ago, just a couple of years back now. But he's going to be at the ballpark. I know you're going to be here, some of the former players from that 03 team. Do you ever see that final out? Does it bring a smile to your face once in a while if you're walking around the yard at home back in 03?
Oh, it always brings a smile on my face. Even every time I just hear the recording on the Marlins radio about the 2003, you get goosebumps it just brings back great memories. And of course, Josh was a key part of that thing. And it's going to be nice to have a spend a little bit of time with him and reminisce a little bit. And it's always nice when you can bring back some of the guys like we did a couple of years ago when we had the reunion. To bring them back and talk about old times and, you know, the good things that happened and the bad things that didn't happen.
How awesome is it to see all those guys get together again, though? And you were with them. You know, you in a sense, you taught them a lot of what they know, you and your staff.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a fantastic group of players. And I managed, like I said, 17 years in the big leagues. I never had a team that was guys that were so unselfish. The most unselfish group of guys I've ever had. You know, guys like the veteran guys like Lowell, Conines, and those guys. If you put the bun on, they went out and executed. They didn't look over for a double take and think that I was too good. Pudge, Conine, Lowell, they'd dump a bunt down on their own when they were, I didn't put it on, they were hitting, but runners on first and second, they'd bunt on their own to get the guys in scoring position. And the little things like that was such a key. And as I tell people, a lot of times they'll ask the question, who in that club was the most valuable player? I said, the most valuable players in that club was my bench. Mm-hmm. Mike Redmond, Mike Mordecai, Andy Banks, Andy Fox, Banks, Hollingsworth. Those guys, day in and day, Lenny Harris, day in and day out. We're constantly motivating the players on the field, pushing them, guiding them, and helping them out and cheering for them. And you don't see that today.
It's going to be a special day tomorrow. It just brings a smile to everybody's faces when you see some of these guys. Jack, it's always a pleasure. It's great to see you. You look terrific. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on your home for Marlins Baseball, 940.